Good morning. It's the 19th of April, 2024. I'm your host, Helen Femi Williams, and this is the This Week in FinTech news briefing.
This Week in FinTech.
Klarna debuts credit card in US. Pipe introduces embedded capital as a service for SMBs. 1inch reveals new crypto to fiat debit card. BJ's Restaurants teams up with Ferry to launch payroll card, dispersing tips digitally. Episode 6 and Loop partner to deliver fintech as a service in Saudi Arabia. Aurora Payments unveils Arise Payment Solutions. Equity Bricks releases world's first all-in-one investment platform. Matching funding initiative launched in Uruguay. And Forta enhances the trust platform with latest innovations. And in other headlines, Nubank set to enter mobile network arena with own operator. Costco's profit from 24-carat gold bar sale hits new high. And lastly, Kevin sets milestone with first NFC iPhone transaction for direct account payments. That's This Week in FinTech. Today we're diving into a concept that's been quietly revolutionizing not just FinTech, but the broader digital economy as well. The FinTechionary is micropayments. Let's break it down, shall we? Micropayments are exactly what they sound like. Tiny payments, typically under $5, and often just a few pennies. These are the sort of transactions in traditional banking used to scope at due to high processing fees, making them uneconomical. But as they say, every little helps, and in the digital age, small is mighty. So this is why micropayments matter. They've made it possible for creators, gamers, and technologists to monetize things we never thought were possible. Think of reading an article, listening to a podcast, or using an app. Micropayments allow us to pay a small fee for what you use as you use it, rather than subscribing to a service that you may not fully utilize. And the impact on FinTech? Staggering. Micropayments facilitate a more inclusive economy. They lower the entry for consumer and creators alike, democratizing access to digital goods and services. In an era where digital content is king, micropayments ensure that everyone's paid their fair share without overcommitting. But it's not just about commerce. It's about a cultural shift. Micropayments champion the idea of value in the digital world, reinforcing that even the smallest content has worth. This, in turn, supports a more vibrant, diverse ecosystem where all contributions are acknowledged and rewarded. So the next time you enjoy a piece of digital content, think about the power of the penny. Micropayments aren't just transactions, they're tiny titans shaping the future of how we interact in the digital world. That's this week's FinTechionary. FinTech events you need to know about. We've got three main events to highlight. On the 24th of April, we're having the FinTech Cruise with Saison and Citi from 6:30 p.m. to 11. On the 1st of May, This Week in FinTech is hosting a happy hour in Mexico City, 7 till 9:30 p.m. And lastly, on the 16th of May, Berlin FinTech Happy Hour is happening. And that's from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. To find out more about these events, go to our website, thisweekinfintech.com. Today, we're diving into a fresh piece perspective on a topic that stirred quite a debate recently, carbon credits. The latest piece from Sophie Vo, titled Signals, If a Tree Falls in the Forest, published on April the 17th, 2024, sheds new light on this controversial issue. In her insightful article, Vo starts with a critical look at the recent upheavals in the carbon market. Over the last year, Significant players like Nestle, Gucci, and Shell have retracted their stakes in voluntary carbon markets, prompted by a cascade of high-profile scandals and the tightening of regulatory scrutiny. This retreat is underscored by the revelation that many carbon offset projects are unlikely to deliver on their ambitious emission promises, leading to millions in write-offs by major carbon traders. However, it's not all doom and gloom. This article points out an emerging trend where climate fintechs have managed to attract substantial venture capital to the tune of $2.3 billion last year alone, despite a general downturn in VC funding across other sectors. This influx of capital is fueling innovation in carbon accounting, trading, and reporting, suggesting a resilient optimism in the potential of the market. What I like about this article is how Vaux highlights the small but significant role investors currently play in this market, accounting for approximately 1% of open interest in carbon positions. Yet, with major banks like JP Morgan and Goldman Sachs setting up dedicated trading desks, there's already an anticipation of increased speculative interest that could transform the dynamics of the market. I think Vaux's article is not just a critique, but a look forward that discusses the possibility of trajectory of the carbon credit market. She brilliantly navigates through the complexities of the current market turmoil to provide a balanced view that encapsulates both the challenges and opportunities lying ahead. To read the rest of this article, go to thisweekinfintech.com and just click signals, or subscribe to this podcast to hear a little snippet every week of one of the Signals articles.